Welcome back. Have the opportunity now and pleasure to visit with the Clarinda Community School District. And we have with us junior high counselor and track coach, head track coach, Chad Blank. Coach Blank, thanks for visiting with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
How are things in Clarinda, Coach?
Things are good. Things are really good here. You know, we got a lot of student participation and a lot of extracurricular activities, including track. And, you know, there's a lot of spring sports. And I would venture to guess we have definitely over half our student body out for some sort of spring activity. So that's awesome to see. And, you know, things are looking really good here in Clarinda.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit, where's your interest in track come from, Coach? When did how did you get this knowledge of track, love for track? Tell me where does that come from?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Aaron. So I'd have to probably go back to in high school. You know, I remember in middle school when I was a freshman, I was pretty decent. I was all right. You know, I was up there getting, you know, some, you know, top threes and conference and some of the sprints and things like that. And then I remember my sophomore year of high school, we got a new track coach, and she had run at the University of Missouri. She was a jumper and pole vaulter there.
Okay.
And under her program, I got a lot better. So by, you know, the end of junior year, I was medaling at state. So under 2 years of her being a coach, I was able to go from, you know, average at the conference level to, you know, medaling at state. And then I was also able to see how, you know, getting better at track made me better at every other sport. I think that's really where my love for track started, and just seeing how, you know, if you program things the right way and how you program things, you know, your body will adapt to that. Mm-hmm. So that's really where my love started. And then, you know, I had a good senior year or two, and then went to Briarcliff and ran track. And I've just always been really interested in, you know, how the body adapts to what you put it through. And, you know, if you program things the right way, how the body can get faster and adapt to those things. So I've always been just kind of a track junkie. I've always been a sports junkie just in general.
Yeah.
But I would say track in particular, I've always loved the numbers and, you know, seeing running data and how much better people are getting is always really fun for me to see.
Very cool. And that's what you see, right? I mean, you can, the thing about track, like you said, it helps all of your other activities. But mm-hmm. you can also see your improvement. You may not be number one on the podium, but you can see where when you start at the beginning of the year till the end of the year, you can see improvement. So that's pretty cool just in and of itself.
Right, absolutely. And that's what we always stress to our kids is, you know, we want to be competitive and fearless. And being competitive doesn't just mean against other people. That's the great thing in track, like you said, Aaron, is it can also mean with yourself, right? Be competitive and fearless every time we step on the track or in the ring or whatever the case may be. You're also competing against yourself and the best you've ever done. You want to be the best you've ever been every time you step out there. So that's a really fun thing for us. That's so top to bottom. It's, hey, we want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And, you know, and sometimes in other sports, it's tough to have that same mindset. But in track, it's really easy to do. And I think that's a big reason why we are able to have 105 kids out is because we're always able to stress that, and kids feel important and seen, and, you know, they see their improvement.
So, Coach, I think I heard you correct. You said 105 athletes out.
105 athletes out for track. That's,
wow.
That's boys and girls together, 9-12. So,
wow.
That's a lot, but it's a good thing to have for sure.
So, Coach, how do you wrangle 105 kids? I hope you have some help. I hope you have some assistance. So,
yeah, absolutely. So I'm super blessed to have a great staff, and it takes a village to run a track team. And, you know, we have a lot of really good people that are here for that. So we have myself as the head coach of the boys and girls, and we run a co-ed program here in Clarinda. And I help primarily with the sprints, jumps, and hurdles. Then we have Sage Lloyd, who also helps with the sprints, jumps, and hurdles. Then we have Alec Wyman, who mid-distance coach, Jane Mayer, she's our cross-country coach and also our distance coach. And then we have Kathy Danda and Roger Williams with the throws. So we're able to give our kids really specific coaching in their event group, and it's with people who have a lot of experience, collegiate running experience, and everyone who's a track junkie. So it takes everyone to be on the same page, and I'm blessed to have a great staff with a bunch of people who want to be the best and want the best for kids.
So you have 105 out, boys and girls, 9 through 12, correct?
Correct.
Is it about even boys, girls, 50-50?
It is. I believe we have 53 girls, 52 boys, if I remember off the top of my head.
That's pretty remarkable. You got to be happy with that, don't you, Coach? I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. I'm pumped with that. And that's been a goal since getting here 6 years ago. I wanted to get to 100, and I really thought we could do that. The most we've had in my time here before that was 89. I believe that was in 2023. That was a pretty big senior class. So we were able to get to 89, and, you know, getting over that 100 mark was awesome, and we want to see that continue to grow. And like I said, we try to make every kid feel seen and valued every single day, and with 105, that job becomes a little bit more difficult, but it's something that we're going to continue to do.
Very good. Chad Blank with me, Coach Blank, head coach of the track program at the Clarinda Community School District. You're also the junior high counselor, correct, Coach?
Yep, correct.
What's a typical day for a junior high counselor? What do you do? What are some of the things you do as junior high counselor?
So that's what kind of makes being a junior high counselor kind of fun. It's when I show up, I'm not really sure what the day is going to look like. And I kind of like that. It's a little bit different every day. But I'd say some of the contents of the day are as I'm meeting with kids, kids who are maybe struggling with some academics, kids are maybe who are struggling with some attendance issues and different things like that, or behavioral issues, right? So meeting with those kids, trying to put some things in place to make sure they're on the right track and doing things they need to do. And the biggest thing for me is as a counselor and coach, first of all, I think there's a ton of overlap there, but the thing I like to do is, or tell myself, is make school and practice the best part of the kid's day. So I'm trying to come to school and make kids enjoy school, like school, because I think kids are good at what they like and great at what they love. So if we can get kids to love being here at school and love being at practice, that motivation is going to rise, and I think they'll benefit from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well stated, yep. Coach. Absolutely. So I like your attitude. Obviously, it's working well with that, with the numbers that you have out, for sure. Now, when you're dealing with someone coming in, let's say you have a student coming in as a freshman, and they think, you know, Coach, I want to run the 100. I want to run the 200. So they're sprinters, but you look at them, and maybe that's not really their strong suit. Maybe they would be better served at a 400 or an 800. How do you help those kids find where they're going to have the most success? Or do you let them try what they want to try?
See, that's another great question, Aaron. And this is kind of the week to kind of see that. And I think that's where you really got to know the kid. And you got to be able to sell that to a kid. Because a kid who wants to run the 100 and 200, when you're asking them to go around fours and eights, you know, the bottom line is that's a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And if you think they're better at that, you need to be able to sell that message as a coach, and you need to be able to show and prove to them that they're going to be better. So we have those conversations. I've had that conversation with several kids here just this week, and they've taken it on great, and you need to make sure that, you know, you praise them for that, because that's not an easy jump physically or mentally. You know, there's a lot of pride that goes into, you know, oh, maybe I have to go be a this position group and I didn't want to be in that event group, or, you know, things like that. So you got to make sure they're doing okay mentally, and you got to make sure that they're locked into it. Because if they're not mentally locked into it, it's probably not going to grow great.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure they're mentally capable of that. And, you know, our kids here, they really like to work hard. You know, so having those conversations isn't as difficult as it might seem, because our kids really want to do what's best for the team, and that's kind of how I have to sell it to them.
Okay. So practice is underway. You're practicing.
Yep.
When's your first meet?
So our first meet will be, I believe it's March 13th. We'll be at Iowa State for the indoor meet. They changed it this year, so boys and girls will be on the same day, which will be really nice for us as a co-ed program. That way we don't have to, you know, make that drive to Ames two days in a row.
Right.
So it'll be really nice to just have that at the same time. So that's where we will open up, and, you know, here's the coaching staff. We got to figure out kind of what we want to send up there. The way the Iowa State meet works is you have to qualify based on times from last year. So top 24 times put in by coaches based on last year's times are what qualifies. So we'll put in what we can, take up as many kids as we can, and hopefully we get quite a few events in and go up there and compete.
All right. Now, how many track meets do you have this year? Do you know at this point, or will you pick up some along the way, or?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I believe we always schedule about 13 or 14 meets. We'll see, depending on weather. If, you know, one gets canceled, we'll try to pick up one here or there. But as a staff, we kind of like that. It's a good mix of being able to get a good amount of practice in, and then also being able to get to enough meets to get that meet speed in, because that meet speed is just a little bit different than what you can simulate in practice.
Yeah.
So we got about 13 or 14. Could change depending on how the weather is here early, but that's kind of the sweet spot that we've found as a staff.
Track is one of those things you just never know, Coach, if you're going to need like a heavy coat and your sweatshirt, or if you're going to be in a T-shirt and burning up. You just never know, do you?
100%. No, you never know. And then there's also on the flip side of that, you have kids that look at like, oh, it's going to be a high 70. The meet's going to be great. But, you know, when the sun goes down, it's going to get to about 45. You better just always bring layers.
Dress in layers. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Coach Chad Blank with me from the Clarinda Community School District. And track is underway. Great numbers. And it just looks to me like it's going really well, Coach. I appreciate it much. One final, you're a golfer, right, Coach?
I do. I do love to golf. Absolutely.
So yeah. I have to know. So between you and Mr. Bales, who's the better golfer? Opportunity to take a shot at him here, Coach. I'm just saying.
On the record, you know, I think if we're going stroke play 1v1 with the crowd, I think I've got him. I think if I can keep it close down the stretch, he'll choke. So I would definitely want that on the record.
It is on the record for sure. Coach,
good deal.
Thank you so much for your time. Pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day.
Yep, awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, Aaron.